T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
State Senate had its special session. It went until 3:30 in the morning, so we are privileged and thankful that the Senate President Pro Tem Martin Looney, 11th District Senator from Miami to New Haven, has woken up early to join us. Senator Looney, good morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting up to be with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, well, good morning. No, it's not that I got up. It's I haven't been to bed yet.
No.
Right. So you're recreating your college days 50 years later.
Absolutely.
That's what
it's like cramming for exams and pulling all-nighters years ago when I was in college. Yeah, we were in session until a little after 4, and I was in the Capitol till 5, came home a little before 6. So then decided to stay up, so I'm going to go to sleep after this.
Well, you know, we've put a lot of people to sleep over the last 2 years, Marty. So
in the right place.
This is the right place. Last night, as I said, obviously, 4 issues that were taken up, and we knew the police accountability bill would be the one that would be the most, not controversial, but the most passionate. Your thoughts as it passed basically along party lines, with the exception of Joan Hartley?
Well, that's right. It passed 21-15 after a 10.5-hour debate. And we started it at around 5:30 and then finished it about 4 o'clock this morning. A substantial and important bill in terms of police accountability, professionalism, and transparency. And there are so many components to it that will empower police officers, standard and training commission posts to adopt standards in a whole lot of areas. Will addressing minority recruitment and retention and promotion, and requiring all police to receive implicit bias training, and conducting a study of maybe social workers, how they might be used in conjunction with police to defuse certain stops. I know Mayor Bronin in Hartford is already looking at that, as is Mayor Elliker in New Haven, requiring police officers to have a behavioral health assessment every 5 years, because people were aware of the stresses of the job, making some changes in our police use of deadly force rules and search rules. So it's a very substantial modernization and upgrade, we think, of police regulations and also transparency.
Some of this doesn't take place until 2020, or actually next year. Are you going to make some adjustments?
There are staggered reporting, staggered dates in the bill for the effective date. So, for instance, probably the most controversial element of it was a change in the law regarding qualified immunity or governmental immunity. That section won't take effect until July of 2021.
Part of the complaint was that it seems kind of nebulous in a sense, that it doesn't define what, you know, state of mind, things like that. Is that going to have to be worked out a little?
Well, I think it is a fairly clear new standard, because it says that an officer will still have the qualified immunity unless he is acting without, as long as he has an objectively good faith belief that a conduct did not violate the law, he could potentially lose his qualified immunity if he acts in a wanton, reckless, or malicious way in violation of someone's constitutional rights that appear in Article 1 of the state constitution that are substantially similar to what are in the 14th Amendment of the federal constitution regarding equal protection and due process. So we believe that unless someone acts egregiously, really has nothing to fear from this bill.
Senator, how would you respond to people, and you know there will be people who will think that this bill isn't tough enough, how would you respond to them?
My response to that is, given the struggle to pass this bill, they should realize that it was not possible to do anything beyond this bill.
So there you go. All right.
Also yesterday, the absentee ballot question passed 35-1. I guess I was a little taken aback by the size of that margin, but speaking to Liz Kurenchewitz early, people want to give everybody the opportunity to make it easy for them to vote in this strange year that we're in the midst of.
Yes. What this bill actually did was extend to the general election what Governor Lamont had already done by executive order for the August 11 primary, and that is to say that that the fear of COVID-19 or the fact of COVID-19 would be an additional reason to justify people using an absentee ballot. Right now, the reasons are limited. They refer to illness, physical disability, being away out of state during the hours of voting. This would say, in effect, so even if someone is not actually ill, just the fear of contamination would be a legitimate reason to request an absentee ballot. Now, what we're seeing, anecdotally, many communities are predicting a very high rate of absentee ballot use for the August 11 primary, which will be interesting to see because except for those few districts where there are legislative primaries, really this is the presidential primary aspect of it is happening after the fact, after the presidential nominees of both parties have already been decided.
Well, that'll be exciting, I guess. So, one thing that's always been a problem, and if you look at election returns, you get into the urban districts, okay, like, whatever precinct it may be, and you see really low vote turnouts. Do you think this would improve that?
I think it will, at least to some extent. I think that people, when they receive the application, send it in, get the ballot delivered to them. They don't have to worry about going to a polling place and will be able to cast their ballot by absentee. We also put some provisions in the bill that will allow the counting of those absentees to start earlier in the day, because there is some concern that if there's a huge volume of votes cast by absentee, it will delay the vote count and the determination of outcomes in some elections.
I was going to say it would make the election night coverage a little bit different than it's been in the past. Senate President Pro Tem Martin Looney is with us for a couple more minutes here. I have to ask you this. So many of your colleagues in leadership roles have decided not to run again. Obviously, your Republican counterpart, Mr. Fasano, Mr. Simowitz, Representative Claritas. Why are you still running? What appeal? What keeps you hanging on? You've been doing this for a long, long time.
I have. I still enjoy it. I find really gratifying to work with my colleagues and have encouraged their leadership to continue. And obviously, 4 years ago, I was awaiting a kidney transplant and was quite weak at that point. And 3 years ago, I was going through a hip replacement. So I feel actually much stronger and healthier now than I did 3 or 4 years ago.
Excellent. So this is it now. You won't be the Senate won't be called back again until the new session is called, correct?
No, we actually anticipate that we will have a session in September.
Oh, really?
Because there are several items that we need to deal with. First of all, as you may have seen last week, the governor nominated judges to the appellate court and the state Supreme Court. So in order to have those be permanent appointments rather than merely interim appointments, they would have to be confirmed in a session. In addition to that, there is a school construction bill that we want to get done that there's bipartisan interest in. Possibly some land conveyance bills that, based on our constitutional amendment passed a couple of years ago, those items have to have hearings on each potential conveyance. There's interest in doing that, and also a few other bills of substance. So we anticipate having a session in September after the governor's current emergency powers expire on September 9th.
All right. Very good. A belated happy birthday.
Yeah,
hope
well
you
done.
Celebrated in
Thank
style
you.
Last week. Thank you for joining us, and stay safe and try to stay cool. Thanks, Marty.
Absolutely. Thanks to both of you.
All right.
Sounds pretty good for somebody who's been up all night.
Martin, he sounds great for somebody
I know,
who's been
scary.
Up all night. Let me tell you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.